Hello, and welcome to Mystery Meat, a submission-based podcast. To submit material for our next episode, email any audio within your rights to mysterymeatmysterymeat@gmail.com. Now, if you're ready, it's time to begin.
Something else that's on the Tor router, which is masked, and maybe their resources are sharded across the network, so you don't really know where anything's coming from. Whereas when they hit our information on the honeypot, we can actually subvert where they hit, and they grab, but they're grabbing the information directly off of us. So then we can start tracing back to where they are actually coming from, because we actually capture them. Usually most people on Tor are not what we call bad actors. They're not trying to get your information, but the intelligence agencies have honeypot set up. Some are for credit cards, some are for another form that they've confiscated, and then they use those seeds to capture folks. I mean, not directly necessarily, it's just generally like, oh, we see a next point,
or when he knows nothing about nothing. There lies Adam intoxicated, a look upon his face like he just saw Eve for the first time naked. Like you saw random meandering fucking for the sake of fucking, and everything raw. Raw fruit, raw sin, raw knowledge. He saw it all in that one immediate moment in the bathroom stall. Nobody knows nothing about nothing.
Video, they store it just like all of your Facebook information, and it goes on a disk in a data center, and it comes out and it goes on a cart, a robot cart, and it goes off cold storage. And it's
like the iterators.
Did you guys ever watch that?
It's crazy. It's crazy. And then yes, they have algorithms that actually just figure out if you're trying to access older information, and then, you know, when they say, hold on, we'll get it for you, it's actually a little robot that goes.
Really?
Information in cold storage.
No way!
And hot swaps
it's
it.
It's a little robot!
And hot swaps it. It's not a little robot. It's just like a fucking box that rolls around. And then
isn't
they get your information,
robot?
And then they plug it back in.
A little BBA goes up to the warehouse.
I was gonna say, did you guys see,
Nobody knows nothing about nothing. 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 Nobody knows nothing.
On each other, so really it's in rows. About relationships in a long-term sense, which is probably why I lost my train of thought. Hold on. Wow, I was totally spaced on an epiphany. Oh, yeah. So I think about friendships as being, like, kind of infinite. So I don't, like, worry about if I'm feeling bad or, like, how I'm acting in the immediate moment. Like, if I don't want to hang out one day, it's not a big deal. Or, like, if I'm not feeling great and don't really want to, like, share that, or don't want like that to reflect how I am with a person, I don't worry about how that's going to reflect in a friendship. But like in a relationship, I think because I like, think of them as a temporary thing, or, like I just don't think of them in the like never-ending sense of a friendship that'll like maybe fade out one day. But I'm not really worried about it like starting or ending or whatever.
By celestial power, the force of will more on you.
A myth. The stars liked the reflection so much that they dove straight into the sea. The whales swallowed them whole and crapped twinkles. The stars didn't mind because the whales' shit fell off. The stars liked being a part of something, for they had grown tired of being so alone up there. For a while, the stars fell in love with seaweed. After the vacuum of space, they were fascinated by seaweed's raw, slimy earthiness. The seaweed kept on decomposing, and stars remained young for the longest time. Stars, driven by their weariness and loneliness, frantically searched the sea for a new lover, but even the sea turtle aged too quickly. Finally, the stars could no longer mourn dead lovers, and one by one, they wandered back to their beautiful, flickering isolation.
Other coverings of other animals that flew away, eagerly as an itching wig exposing the scalp, as a new bird falls. And pale. I am naked figure, and you watch. Watch me move away. Watch me push forward in the blue throbbing pull. The watered heart claiming my ankles, the sargassum thicket gripping my legs. In a way of assurance, the mahogany fingers support me, my wobble limbs that must learn new movement or saturate to benthic kibble. But I am vigorous in paddle. I churn the sea with the sweeps of my flipper arms, turning the field of aquamarine and swim. I feel like a girl made of eels laughing, a girl made of liquid moon shaping the tide. I am aberrant fish, moving to keep life, pouring myself forward in the surge. All along, I thought I was the empty vessel. Now I learn I was the needed element that gives reason to earn. In the breast of a heave, I am glass-muzzled song. At once, I turn back to shore. There you are, a speck in contrast on the bank. Your eyes bobbing light searching. You don't see me.
Our next stop is Staten Crossing. The first car is out of service. The first car is out of service. Could you please move on to the second car for me, please? The first car is out of service. Somebody got sick of the best car. That's why I put the best car out of service. Use all doors. All doors are open, please. Use all doors. Thank you. Hello, the first car is out of service. The first car is out of service. Could you please move to the second car? Thank you. Thank you so much, thank you. Somebody got sick on the best car. That's why it's out of service. We don't have that.
Yeah, I think maybe I got all my ideas on that out. I'm also riding my bike home from work right now. Okay, bye.
Thank you for coming to Mystery. We love you.